glad to join you for another episode of our Shift Today radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, and I'm your ministry morning host this Wednesday morning, and we're going to have a great time this morning. It took me so long. I was so indebted into the Word of God, and I looked at the clock, and I'm like, oh, my God, it is already 6:05, and the believers are in the house. I'm so glad to join you. You have joined Everyday People. So I first and foremost want to let you know, if you are experiencing any sense of loneliness within your soul, I'm letting you know there's a whole bunch of us this morning, and even those that will be listening to this radio broadcast, and I believe that there are even intercessors that are in other parts of the world and even country that are even praying for you and I, that our faith would fail not, and more importantly, that the Holy Spirit is with you and God is with you. He sees you, and he wants you to enter into that rest that I talked about yesterday on our broadcast. He wants you to sit down, and he wants you to relax, and he wants you to rest. That's part of your covenant. That's part of the promises of God that he has for you. Today is going to be a different kind of segment, but I'm so glad to present it to you, and that's why I was so indebted as I was finishing up our morning devotional. So if you do have an opportunity sometime throughout the day, make sure you read today's devotional about you keeping the law. You have not been called to keep 600 plus rules. If you decide to keep those rules from those major and minor prophets, or that was given basically under the Mosaic law, you'll be doomed, because that means every time that you try to keep one little iota of that law, you will stumble, you'll be found guilty. Why even send yourself and continue on that rat race when we have the law of love? That's the only command that our Lord and Savior Jesus brought us back home, well, brought us from home, because that's where we've all come from. Really start identifying yourself that this is not your place. This is not your home. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, that is your temporary home, but ultimately your home is heaven. When you came from heaven, you were perfect. And as the first thing that I saw, the alert on my phone this morning was Jeremiah 29, and I don't know what version it was, but that was the first thing that I saw when I turned on my phone to look at the time. And it said that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So isn't it a blessing that you are known by God? Don't you know that God knows you before you even know you, before you even knew you, before your mother or your father or your parents or whoever was your caregivers, before you landed in their hands and in their arms to be nurtured by them? And even if they missed it, guess what? God still knew you, and he's got a better plan for you and a better purpose for you, and you can experience all that God has for you. Hear what I'm saying to you this morning. You are not alone, and you don't have to keep trying to go around over and over and over again to try to fulfill all these silly laws that are created by religious people. And I mean, even now with these different cultures and different leaders in these different religions, they've created laws outside of the laws that were never even written in the Bible. That's why you have to study to show yourself approved. You have to read the Word of God for yourself so that you can be confirmed, and even challenge yourself. Don't challenge others. Listen to other people's nuances and all of their other ideas and all of their other stuff that they're creating, and they think that they are right with their wrong to them. You don't have to argue, but let that be a foundation and settle it within yourself that you got the truth. You are the truth. If you have Jesus Christ inside of you, you have the truth. So you're already starting your life, or it doesn't matter when you started your life, if you were in your 50s and coming to the Lord or going deeper in your walk with the Lord, or if you're 10 years old or 12. It doesn't matter the age. Just know that once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are starting on a good foundation. You are building your life on a solid rock, and we know Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he is the Word of God. So when you have the Word of God within you, you can start to build whatever you want to build. You can begin to create whatever you want to create, because you are all within the boundaries of the Word of God. So therefore, whatever you're building, whatever you're creating, guess what God's Word is to you? Yes, amen. It may look like it's delayed, but guess what? It's not denied. So don't get caught up in what may look like a delay or may abandon your dream or abandon your purpose to say, well, maybe this isn't what God really wanted. No, maybe God is telling you, and this is a word for somebody listening now or later on to this podcast, maybe God has said, hey, it's time for you to seize this thing. It's time for you to get violent about it, because if I brought it to you, don't you know that I'm going to bring it through you? So get violent about it. And I don't mean violent and irate like the world does to accomplish things. I mean that he says the kingdom of heaven suffer violent, and what does the violent do? They take it by force. How do you take something that God has released from you from heaven? You take it through words. You take it by releasing your faith from what you believe, from what you've read, from the promise that God has gave you, given you, and you take it by force, and you say, this is mine, and I'm going to release my faith for it, and I'm going to believe for it, and I'm going to stand for it, and I'm going to fight for it until it's manifest. Healed. The Holy Spirit has delivered it for me, like Stevie Wonder said, signed, sealed, and delivered. You want signed, sealed, and delivered packages, delivered manifestations, delivered demonstrations of the power of God. Amen? So I'm so glad that you've joined Everyday People to change and challenge your perspective this morning, to get ready to shift and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is a time where you get a chance to make your vibration. Your voice is a vibration. And as I was thinking about that, that's why in spite of everything that the enemy would try to do to destroy this world and destroy us, ultimately God's creation through his words and through his fallen one-third of angels, that silly, stupid angels that went with him, guess what? The word of God is still prevalent, and things will still grow where the word of God, the seed, because remember the word also is considered a seed, capital S. The word is a seed, and it says unless the seed falls to the ground and dies, it does not bear fruit. So therefore, we have to take the promises of God, which is the word of God, which is the seed of God, and we have to plant it. Where do we plant the seed? We plant the seed where every area in our lives where the world say it's impossible. It doesn't look like you would be the candidate to be the lead pastor. Hello, hello. I had to take the seed and said, no, this is what God has said, and so therefore I'm going to move forward in it and let the word do the work and bear the fruit. I don't have to bear the fruit. See, that's where I come from, under the law, and I step on into the law of love, the only command and rule and law that Jesus came to bring us from our home, heaven. Amen? So get ready to identify, because that's where I'm going into this morning, and this is still Wednesday Wellness. Even though we're on our Shift Today radio experience this morning collectively, this is still Wednesday Wellness. Because if you can't identify with love, then how can you identify with your health? Because God is love. How can you identify that healing is yours? So it's time for you to take it by force. And you've been getting prescriptions and filling them and filling them. Can't you see that you're still not getting any results other than you're losing your copay every time you go fulfill the prescription? And what does ultimately a prescription do naturally that's from a physician? It only still prepares your body for the word, the real medicine, for God to do the work. Because no medication has ever healed you that man has created. All it does is to prepare the body for the real word, the medicine, to work. Amen? And though it may look like a temporary solution, then you look up, now you got another side effect that came from that medication that you took. So guess what? When you take the word of God every single day, during these 5 days a week that you come on this broadcast, on this Shift Today radio experience, and you make these daily decrees, and you say what God has said as an ambassador of Christ, as a leader in your community, in your world, in your nation, or wherever you find yourself on the spot of the earth, guess what? There will be a change, because the word of God does not have any side effects. It has no side effects other than the blessing, other than you're still righteous. You got more joy, you got more restoration, you got more peace, you got more love. I mean, if that's the benefits of the kingdom, bring it on, honey, because I want it all. Hear what I'm telling you. And that's how you have to get just indignant with it, to say, you know what, I've had just about enough of this. And sometimes God will allow you to experience certain things on your watch so that you can say it is finished, because God said it was finished. Jesus said it was finished. And guess what? The same Holy Spirit that was with God during creation, the same Holy Spirit that rested upon Jesus in the form of a dove, is the same Holy Ghost that I'm reading now in the book of Acts, because I've done with Romans. Now I'm reading now the Holy Ghost. And you want to always stay fresh between Romans and all the other letters is good, and especially Ephesians 2, but especially in the book of Acts. Because on the book of Acts, my dear, my beloved one, it's your turn. This is your turn to show, and like the kids say, or the young, this young generation, this is your time to get turned up. They turn it up another way, but guess what? You can turn it up even higher. Just like, remember when the king had turned up the fire for Daniel and the three Hebrews, the other two the dudes, he turned up the fire for them, but guess what? They did not get burned. And it's time for you to turn up some stuff and turn out some stuff, and you won't be burned in the process because you're turning up the word. And the word, as he says, from what I understand from 1 Samuel 3:19, the word has not changed, including what the word did say. He says, like, now Samuel grew, now you are growing, now I'm growing. And just like the Lord was with Samuel, the prophet, he's with you. And he will not let none of your words fail to be fulfilled. But he can't let none of your words be fulfilled. That's his words, which are flawless, be fulfilled until you say something, until you start believing in the words that you say. God doesn't just want you to only believe in my words or only believe in his words. He wants you to start putting your faith in your own words. He's like, do you believe what you're saying? You believe that I wrote it. You believe that I said it. But do you believe now what you are saying that's flawless from my words? Start putting your faith in your own words. That's what I'm talking about today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I so thank you for this morning, for everybody that has joined us on this Shift Today radio experience, or even those that are listening later to this podcast. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the same yesterday and today and forever, and that you are causing us to grow. We know that you are with us, and that you will not allow, by the Spirit of God, none of our words to fall empty to the ground. They will all be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. All of your words will come true in our lives, and everyone who, from the location that we live in geographically up until the uttermost parts of the world, will hear the voice of the Lord, because, Father, you made a sound first, even in creation. And we have decided to identify as a corporate a group of believers on this Shift Today radio platform. We have decided to agree with your word. We have decided to not only agree with your word, but we have decided to identify with it. So help us, Holy Spirit, through the revelation knowledge of your word today. May, as you're thinking through my mind and thinking through my lips of clay, may the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you today, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, that the people that are listening now are ready to take hold and to go deeper, because we are not no longer shallow. If you've been with Shift for any time, I believe if you even just are jumping in, you've already started to go into the deep, because this is not a, by any means, a shallow ministry, amen, which means we're not going to stay on the surf and cling on to our surfboards and look at all the opportunities that are on the water, all of the stuff that God said is on ours, and instead he's floating away from us. No, we're getting ready to get in the boat with Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and bring our stuff net by net, put our nets on the other side where all of the stuff is, and all where he said according to the word. Amen. So, Father, I just thank you as we release this broadcast to you. May you be glorified. May you be honored. And Holy Spirit, do what you do best as my partner, my companion and helper. Meet everyone at their point of need. Do everything that I cannot do. Only thing that I can do is upload to the people what you downloaded inside of me, and then you continue as they meditate, ruminate, and think on these things as Mary did, as they ponder upon these words. May it come to pass in their lives and whatever they are believing you for, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding all of us that we are not alone. Someone just needs to hear that again. Maybe you just came on, or even if you're listening later, you are not alone. Why don't you make that your first decree? Say that with me. This is a radio experience, so you can just come on and hear me. You came to engage. Come on. I am not alone. My Father is with me. My Savior and Lord Jesus is praying for me. And my companion, my helper, and my friend is with me, the Holy Spirit. in Jesus' name. Now, that's a great declaration to get started this morning. So let's go kick right on this morning. Let's go right into, we're going right into Numbers 14:28. Amplified Bible, the Lord says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just what you have spoken in my hearing, I will most certainly do. So make sure you set a guard at your mouth, beloved. That's what I'm deciding to do because I don't want anything. I'm in a very critical point in my life and in the ministry right now, so I have to be very mindful of the words that are coming out of my mouth, and the same is for you. You are at a very critical point right now in your life. I believe many of you all, and I believe all of us actually, we're all at a tipping point of going to the other thing or this next thing or something that God is preparing us for. This is a very crucial time to watch your words. Remember, legally, the enemy, legally, or God, cannot do anything until there is a sound that is heard that is made through words. Amen. And even as I read to you earlier, 1 Samuel 3:19, it says, now Samuel grew and the Lord was with him, and he let none of his words fail to be fulfilled. And that's what God is going to do for you and I. Then we know that we have God, and he says that he is the one that heals us. And he says, now, Exodus 15:26 from the Message, it says that's the place where God set up rules and procedures. That's where he started testing them. So God was testing them with the rules that he had set up, but only to realize much later, which God already knew because he knew that this was a fallen, broken system, but he had to make them aware that basically he was still trying to demonstrate them to them that you don't need a king. Y'all keep crying to me for a king, so I'm going to give you a king. I'm going to give you Saul, and I'm going to give you this king and that king. And they realized that they didn't like none of the kings that they like, and he was like, well, hello, I've been trying to be your king. I've been trying to lead and guide you. And so what does he say to them? He says, now, in Exodus 15:26, the Message Bible, that's the place where God set up rules and procedures. Why? Procedures for them to follow, because laws were only given ultimately to protect us. It's the same thing naturally. The laws that we abide by, from the stopping traffic signs to the laws of other laws that are in the buildings and codes, those laws were meant to protect us. Now, any law that has been implanted by the enemy for their unjust cause, then those are the rules that we can uproot by still decreeing and declaring and still on our behalf to say rules and laws and regulations will change so that the kingdom of God will come. And God has to honor that. God will send a righteous man or woman, or he may even send you to go to your city council's meeting. Like, I'm going to a council meeting this afternoon for the homeless, because I need to get in there and find out what are they doing with this $30,000 grant that they got from our community in Covina. Start finding out what's happening in your community and stop just taking the answers or whatever they're feeding you that they want you to know when they put it in the paper or put it on the news. But if you're there to make a decision, then get involved. Get involved in your community. Don't just be a one that lives in the resident and don't know what's happening. Get involved, especially if you're retired. If you have an opportunity, take a few extra couple of hours or hour and just get online. Start calling around and say, what is happening in my community? Get involved so you can change some rules, even through prayer. Lord, send the right person to uproot that person because they have an unjust cause in their hearts that they want to make to come to pass, ultimately by the enemy, and he's using them. But if I find out that because I'm in the environment without them ever knowing, you can go under there as an undercover sniper and they'll think you're the best resident in your neighborhood, and they don't even know that you've come to bring the kingdom of God. Amen. So God said in Exodus 15:26, God says, if you listen obediently to how God tells you to live in his presence, obeying his commandments and keeping all his laws. Now, remember, at the time, this was the Mosaic law, and that was all of those, oh, my God, dreading. Even though the law was perfect, it was dreading because they were trying to fulfill the law without God. So the law has always been meant to be good, but those laws were never meant to be fulfilled without God. Even now, when God says that the love of God, Romans 5:5, is shed abroad in our hearts, and Jesus came to bring us the law of love, and with the second, to love our neighbors as ourselves. In other words, love your others and not just your neighbor or your next door neighbor on your block, your neighbor at your job, your neighbor at the gas station, your neighbor in the grocery store, your neighbor at the movie theaters, your neighbor at the wherever you are. Those are your neighbors. And so as we love them, we are actually fulfilling the law, but we still cannot love others without the love of God. God wants to always be in, even when we're trying to keep the law of love. And that's the devo for today, keeping the law of love. And I broke it down very simply in a few paragraphs on what the law was meant to do. The law was perfect, but the law was never meant to be kept without God. So God says, if you listen obedient to how God tells you to live. In other words, how he's telling you to live. So when you listen to how he's telling you to live, then you're following him, amen? And so keeping all his laws, then I won't strike you with all these diseases. And this is till this day why sickness and disease is in the world, because people are not abiding or living in the realm of naturally of how we should be living. You have to exercise your body. You have to eat the right things, or you have to drink water. Bottom line. And if you don't do it, guess what? God is not inflicting you with those diseases. You are still trying to keep your way of living or eating emotionally or whatever it might be. You're upholding your own laws. Strike it. Don't let those things strike your body. Why don't you strike your laws and your rules or get healed from the things that's causing you to eat or emotionally or something, or even if it's not for eating, whatever it is that you're trying to uphold without God, strike it before the thing strikes you. Amen. Hear what the word of the Lord is saying to you today. And he says in 3 John, beloved, I pray that you are prospering in every way. So we already know that prosperity is of God. So don't let some silly person that doesn't know the will or the word of God, the seed of God, to tell you anything differently. God wants me to prosper in my marriage, in my finances, in my relationships, in my body, in my mind. So prosperity is God's will. Amen. If it wasn't, he would not have put it in the book. Reading from 3 John 2 from the Passage Translation, I pray you are prospering in every way, and that you are continuing to enjoy good health, just as your soul is prospering. So basically, I'm saying all of this because I started off the broadcast with talking about identity and identify. Also, under today's decree, if you look under prayer or under app, it says today's decree, click on it. You will see today's decree has to do with identity, and that's where your I am. That's why you have to be very careful of what you attach your I am to, because God's name is I am. You cannot say I am broke, because I am is not broke. You cannot say I am sick, because I am is not sick. Now, sickness may be a reality of something your body is experiencing, so I'm not telling you to have a prayer request to share a reality, but don't attach your I am to it. You could say something like, my body is experiencing some other symptoms that are different from the word of God. Now, doesn't that sound different, really nice compared to I am sick? No, because I am not sick. I am not broke. My finances, they're experiencing something unlike a wealth. Hear what I'm telling you. And list whatever it is, my marriage or my whatever it is, my relationships or my mind or my emotions right now, they're not aligning up right now according to what the God said that I would be emotionally sound. And then you began to decree and declare and call forth things that be not as though they were. This is how the kingdom of God simply works in every area of your life. So the word identify, you got to identify with your identity. Now, your identity says you're prospering, you're prosperous, you have health, you have wealth. So you're not trying to get something you already have. You are calling for it to spring up within you to manifest on the outside what you believe you have on the inside. That's kingdom. What does the word identify mean from the 1828 Webster's Dictionary? It means to ascertain or prove to be the same. The owner of the goods found them in the possession of the thief and identified with them. They gave that as an example. Identify means to make to be the same, to unite, to combine in such a manner as to make one's interest or purpose or intention. Hold on with me. Give me those 3 minutes that I lost from coming late on the broadcast, or you still have your full 30 minutes, amen? So hold on with me, because we're going to be done literally at 6:32 my time, 8:32, 9:32, or wherever else you live, amen? So when we are identifying, we are identifying, we are proving the same. We are identifying with health, because God is health. We are identifying with wealth because God is wealth. We are what I call homologeo. That means to say the same thing that God has said. That is the only way that 1 Samuel 3:19 will come to pass in our lives, where the word of God is, the Holy Spirit, is going to make sure that none of God's words that we believe that is coming out of our mouths will not fail. They will not fall short. They will be fulfilled in each one of our lives. So we must identify with what the owner said. Who's the owner of our words? Who is the owner of your health? Who is the owner of your wealth? Who is the owner? God is the owner. Satan no longer is mastery over your health, your life. So therefore, you can tell that joker by a command. You ain't even got to do a lot of work. See, when you know who you are, which is what we were talking about in our ministry training yesterday, when you know who you are, you can just tell him like Jesus told him, be gone. And guess what? He knows you're talking to him, and even if you got to call him by name, Satan, be gone. Spirit of infirmity, be gone. Spirit of lust or spirit of bondage, be gone. Spirit of lies, be gone. Because the lying spirit will still try to tempt you, not even necessarily to lie. He'll try to lie to you and deceive you like he did in the garden. Amen. You tell that joker, be gone. He has no place in your life. He is no longer the rightful owner of your possessions. You possess it. You are the master of it. So therefore, you take full authority and you tell him in the name of Jesus to be gone. Why don't you say that with me right now? Satan, be gone in the name of Jesus. And that be gone, you could name it, it to be whatever it is. Be gone out of my opportunities. Be gone in my now. Be gone in my marriage. Be gone in my finances. Be gone out of my body. Be gone out of my children. Be gone out of their minds. Be gone out of the lies that you tell even other people about me. Do you know that Satan is lying even to other people about you? They don't even know you. And he's putting lies inside of your mind. You don't want to go listen to the, oh, no, you don't want to go listen to that Nina Roach, because if you listen to that Nina Roach, something may change. It's something you might have to give up. Don't you know that I'm leading those people to the very thing that they are missing in their lives? So don't you know that Satan is telling lies about people? And God recently showed me that. So I'm telling you so that you can realize that maybe God is telling a lie about you to somebody else because they don't know you, but see, Satan knows you. And so he'll try to stop you and block your opportunities. But I'm telling you, listen to what I'm telling you today. Today is a new day, and you are a new person, and you can have whatsoever you say. Amen. So I believe the word of God and what it says is true, and I believe that the word of God will not fall short in the name of Jesus, and I believe that everything that God has said, that it is going to be what God said is going to be, and we will never have to look back. We will never have to be have any kind of regrets, because we have decided to take a stance on our identity and to identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So make sure you go back in today and read today's devotional. The enemy is really a liar right now, because right now I can't even get on my, even to get out of here to check out on our broadcast, but I am going to close out with the word of God. Just continue to pray and even intercede. I look forward to seeing many of you all tonight. Thank you so much, Legacy Partners, for sending in your videos that we'll be sharing tonight at our one-year anniversary, the Shift Today Worship Experience. Couldn't do life without you, Legacy Partners, and we are officially going forward in the things of God, amen, and no weapon formed against this ministry or our partners or our Shift Today local partners will prosper or our opportunities, and every lie that the enemy has spoken in the ears of others, those lies are caused to fall to nothing, and that they are seeing right now what they are missing, and they will be coming to these Shift Today ministry gatherings and experiences and platform and everything we offer. We are going to be a blessing to this city and surrounding cities and ultimately to the world. Amen. As together, I'm not doing this alone. Together, we're going to transform lives, and together, we're going to make a difference. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today. May the Lord's face shine upon you and enlighten you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. God bless you. I love you. And I look forward to doing life with you. Get on here tomorrow for our Shift Today radio experience. Invite others. And we look forward to seeing you this evening on our celebration tonight. This will be a night that will be so remarkable, and God is proud of all of us. And guess what? Our reward is good. Amen. His word to you and I is yes and amen. And he is going to reward us, I believe, 1,000 times for the good things that we have done to advance his kingdom. In Jesus' name, I love you. God bless you. Continue to make those daily decrees about yourself and what God has said. Identify with God and identify with what he has said about you. In Jesus' name, amen.